Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
I wrote to myself, try and experiment more. You know, experiment. Don't just live a safe life. Try new things. Try to experiment more. Why? Well, man, dude, because you only have one life to live. Why not? I wrote to myself, invest in what you want 54-year-old Darius doing 10 years from now. So don't just worry about the now. Worry about, like, what do I want to be doing 10 years from now? I got to pay the piper today. I got to start putting those deposits into the cash register now so that I build it up so that 10 years from now it's happening the way I want it to.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazdeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazdeh, and we have a special, special episode. I'm going to be flying solo today, and I am, you know, I had this moment, and I've been journaling a lot lately, and so today's episode is really about what would future Darius, what would the future you tell yourself 10 years from now about what you're doing today? And it's an interesting exercise. You know, I started thinking back to, you know, I'm 44 years old. I started thinking back to, like, what advice would I have given to 34-year-old Darius? Or what advice would I have given to 24-year-old Darius knowing what I know now? And I started trying to think, like, well, I wonder if I could go into the future, become myself, and then come into the present time and give myself some current advice. Like, what are some things that I would look at today and say, like, listen, man, don't screw this up. And so the exercise I put myself through is I said, what would 54-year-old Darius? And I get it. You know, when you're in your 50s, you're in a different time in your life. I don't know what that's like. But observing what I'm doing right now, what's the recommendations I would give myself? And so I made a list. I want to kind of go through them with you. And I encourage you to, like, think about your own life. And what are the things, if you were to get into a time machine, you know, you boop, 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 hop into that time machine. It's like Back to the Future style. You're in the DeLorean. You're flying through time. You go 10 years in the future. You grab your 10-year-old version of yourself. You know, you're 10 years older than you are today. You get back into that time machine. You fly in a day, and you sit down with yourself, and you talk to yourself. And for me, it was kind of, you know, interesting. I got two kids. They're 8 and 12. 9 and 12, sorry. My younger one's like, what are you talking about, Dad? And so I wrote, man, I would enjoy my kids now. You know, like, I think a lot of times, like, oh, I just got to go do that work, and then I'll get to hang out with my kids. And I tell myself this when I'm, you know, I'm shooting this podcast late at night. Here I am, you know, not enjoying my kids enough. So enjoy your kids now. Enjoy your friends now. Don't wait for some future event. You know, one of the things I started thinking back to, like, the things I stressed about in my businesses 10 years ago, I don't even remember what they are now. I couldn't tell you. So, Darius, what were you stressing about in your business in 2020 or 2012? I can kind of remember some of the big stuff, but more or less, like, it was really big stuff. And so I reminded myself, don't stress about your business. You know, don't stress about the business. Learn from the business. Enjoy the process. Don't stress about it. You won't remember this. I wrote that. You won't remember this. I wrote for you to work in your marriage, right? Work in the marriage, right? Make my marriage better. Work on your relationships, right? This was a cool one. Exercise. You know, I'm actually lying right now. I could be way better about exercise, but exercise. I got to treat my body well. I wrote, don't be fearful. You know, when I look back at the things that I feared a decade ago, I can't remember. I can hardly remember any of them. And most of them, if not all of them, didn't come true. And when they did come true, I worked through them. And there's some interesting data out there. I think it's something like 85% of the things that we worry about never happen. And of the remaining 15%, it's like you can handle almost 90% of it. You know, it's very small percentage of bad things that we worry about ever happen. So I reminded myself, don't be fearful. I wrote to myself, try and experiment more. You know, experiment. Don't just live a safe life. Try new things. Try to experiment more. Why? Well, man, dude, because you only have one life to live. Why not? I wrote to myself, invest in what you want 54-year-old Darius doing 10 years from now. So don't just worry about the now. Worry about, like, what do I want to be doing 10 years from now? I got to make those, I got to pay the piper today. I got to start putting those deposits into the cash register now so that I build it up so that 10 years from now it's happening the way I want it to. And, you know, I made a list of some of those things that matter to me. You know, this podcast being one of them. I wrote to myself to eat healthy. I eat half healthy, but I could do better, right? Because the body, you know, the body never forgets, as my therapist says. I wrote, spend time with my family, you know, and don't take that for granted. You know, I have a friend, Mike Ayala, that's going to be on the show, and he talks about 18 summers. You only have 18 summers with your kids, right? And then they're off, you know. And when you start looking at the data of how much time people spend, hours of time people spend with their children after the age of 18, it's pretty ridiculous. So if you're on the kid side, go spend time with your dad. If you're a kid, you shouldn't be listening to this. At least, I mean, unless you're very mature. But if, you know, like, we only have a limited amount of time. And like my friend Leo Schved says, it's like a shooting star. You blink and it's gone.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now. And let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits,
Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now, I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. When you're hiring for a small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I needed to expand my team, I wanted more than just resumes. I wanted quality professionals who were the perfect fit for our culture and goals. And LinkedIn Jobs delivered just that. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just another job board. LinkedIn Jobs has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get qualified candidate within 24 hours. They understand the challenges small businesses face, which is why they're constantly innovating to make the hiring process easier. And just recently, LinkedIn launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions in a snap. Trust me, I've used it. It's like having a personal assistant to guide you through the process, making it quicker and more efficient than ever before. And let me tell you, it made all the difference. With LinkedIn's help, I've been able to attract top talent and build a team that's truly exceptional. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/greatness. That's linkedin.com/greatness to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
I wrote go on more adventures, you know, and I have a list of adventures I've been working on. I want to go on more of those adventures. Don't live a life of fear. There's a theme going on here. And if you sat in on my meditations, you would see me pumping myself up about, you know, go take chances. This is an interesting one. You know, I've had this dream for a long time that I want to try stand-up comedy, and I haven't done it yet. And, you know, I think I'm funny. I don't know. Maybe you don't. But try stand-up. You know, like, again, take chances. Quit worrying about clients and team members. They probably won't be there. Now, look, with the exception of Tiffany, my amazing assistant, like, who's been with me for a while now, you know, the odds are that people move on and they go do new stuff, you know. And I was just thinking back to, you know, it's not that I don't want that to happen. I've had some really great team members for a long time. I have a great team right now. But you know, the reality is 10 years from now, like, the odds of it, of my whole team being together is probably pretty low, right? So just do your best. Don't worry about, you know, the team. Don't worry about the clients so much. Like, they're probably not going to be here 10 years from now, you know. Do a good job, do your best, but don't worry about it. And what told me that was, I started thinking, you know, back to 10 years ago, like, the clients and team I was worrying about then. It's like, man, I was stressing myself out. And we know, man, stress kills, and stressing about this person leaving or that client not wanting to do more business with me. And like, dude, if you asked me who they were now, I couldn't even tell you. I can't remember. I have no clue. You told me 5 years ago what I was stressing about, teams and clients and team members and executives and employees. I couldn't tell you who they are. I have no clue who I was stressing about 5 years ago, you know? So it's just about, you know, not sweating the small stuff, you know, do your best.
Hey gang, Darius Machaza here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. So listen, I know we have a lot of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners out there that listen to the show. And so right now, if you're one of those folks and you're doing, let's call it, a bare minimum of 7 figures and above in your business, then what I'd like to do is I'd like to give you an offer right now. How would you like to get your hands on the frameworks that I actually used to scale my last company, which started off as a small little 7-figure company to over $100 million in annual revenue? And I did it in less than 2 years, and I did it without costly growing pains and without the headaches that you usually experience when you are scaling your businesses. So if you're one of those folks and you're trying to grow your company, but you're finding yourself stuck in that day-to-day, if you're one of the listeners and you're getting grinded, this is your respite from getting grinded on your business, you're listening to our show, and you're dealing with the breakdowns, you're dealing with inefficiencies, and you know, you got that firefighter suit on and all the problems lining on your desk, and you're not doing the work you're supposed to be doing, which is working on the business instead of in it, then what I'm about to talk to you about for the next, call it 60 seconds, this is precisely for you. Real quickly, though, if you don't already know this about me, prior to starting The Greatness Machine, I spent 20 years of my life as a founder and CEO of real-world companies. And during that time, I actually grew my companies to over $1.2 billion with a B in bootstrap revenue. In fact, we scaled my last company from 30 to 1,000 employees, and we did it in just 36 months. And we did it all by using a three-step framework that I call my Scale Map Method. So that, of course, brings us to the purpose of this here mid-roll ad. Yes, this is what the podcast producers call these things. Recently, I created a 30-minute training, and what it does is it walks you step-by-step through all of my Scale Map Method frameworks, and you can watch it right now for free when you go to dariusscale.com. That's my first name, Darius, scale, S-C-A-L-E.com. And what these frameworks do is they fix, they simplify, and they streamline every single aspect of your business, and they do it without the need for complicated scaling systems that are typically way too difficult and way too time-consuming for a busy CEO like you and like myself was to implement. So if you want a simple and you want a proven path to remove yourself from the day-to-day operations, just like I did, so that you can do what you're supposed to be doing, which is leading your company to record growth without the headaches and without the growing pains, go to dariusscale.com. That's www.dariusscale.com. Watch the short video, and I'll see you guys on the inside. Now, back to the show.
This one's interesting. I wrote, consider pulling back on travel, you know, and, you know, in 2019, you know, I look back at 2018, I traveled 192 days. And it was interesting. I when I did that, it taught me a huge lesson. And what I'm finding now is I'm starting to like book myself for a lot of travel. So for me, it's consider pulling back on travel. Why? Because going back to the family and kids and friends, you know, like I only have a limited amount of time. I'm a person that has a tendency of go, go, go. And then I look back and I'm like, oh, shit, you know, I got to go back and pay dividends into the family right now. So for me, those are some things I said to myself. And you know, even reading right now, I wrote these, you know, a few weeks ago, they all still hold true. And so I encourage you to get into that time machine, go grab yourself from 10 years now. What advice would you give yourself? And now I know you're going to be a different person 10 years from now. And everything I'm saying may or may not be true. I'll probably read this 10 years from now. I mean, man, you were worrying about that. You'll be fine. But I really encourage you to get into that time machine and go talk to that version of yourself 10 years from now. And one easy way that I did this was I really got into the time machine as myself, as 44-year-old Darius. And I went back and I said, what would I tell 34-year-old Darius? And it was a lot of the same stuff, you know? But the reality is that when I start looking at the things that I would tell myself, you know, even off the cuff right now, it's like, look, 34-year-old Darius was really worried about his health. Many of you don't know this. I had a massive weight loss, you know, and I figured it out. And I would have said, Darius, you're going to figure this out. And I was relentless about it. I was like, you're going to figure this out, man. Don't sweat it. It's going to take you a few more years, but you're going to figure it out. And I'm going to say to Darius, you know, 34-year-old Darius, hey, man, don't give 100% to the business and 0% to the family, because there's a lot of people you gave 100% to that don't remember that you gave them 100%.
What's up, TGMers? JustWorks supports small businesses with simple, seamless solutions like integrated payroll. Now, for a limited time only, try out their payroll plan for 1 month for free. As a reliable and flexible platform, JustWorks earns back time, so you can focus on running your small business with big confidence. Running a business is demanding. I mean, look, we've all been there. You know, you're juggling countless tasks and responsibilities every single day. That's why when it comes to managing payroll, you need a solution that streamlines the process so you can focus on what really matters, growing your business. Experience the relief of streamlined payroll management with their comprehensive solution.
From automated payments to accurate tax calculations and seamless withholdings, JustWorks got you covered. Plus, their expert support ensures you have the assistance every single step of the way. And here's the best part. There's no hidden fees. Designed to be flexible, JustWorks can support teams of one to as many as your small business hires, including contractors. In just 30 minutes, set up a payroll that streamlines paying your team, saves time, mitigates errors, and is a desktop and mobile friendly. You can even integrate time tracking and benefits that support running your small business with big confidence. Don't miss your chance to get 1 month free by visiting justworks.com/greatness. Secure the limited time offer and start letting JustWorks run your payroll so you don't have to. Start your free month now at justworks.com/greatness.
And there's some crazy things in it. I moved from San Francisco to LA to go try to buy a company when my son was 8 months old. My wife and son lived in San Francisco. They come see me on Thursdays and leave on Sunday. I'm like, I'll never get those moments back. I will tell you right now, as God is my witness, that was a massive mistake. I should never have done that. It was a huge, huge, huge mistake. That was not worth the opportunity. And I didn't know then that, hey, deals fall apart and you need to get stuff in writing before you go and move yourself to go and try to take over a company. You know, it was a massive mistake. I would never, ever have done that. Ever, 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 ever. And now, knowing what I know now, right? And it was intuitive. Like, my son's 8 months old, 9 months old. It's like, look, dude, like, he's only been 8 months old once. You know, every day you get with him is a gift. Don't give it away, especially for someone that's not going to remember you did it for them, let alone against yourself, you know? And so you start thinking about those things. You know, I was so focused 10 years ago on the money and that I gave away a part of my personal self. And that is, you know, there's something to be said about being relentless to achieve your goals, and you got to do it to achieve hard things. And I've achieved some hard things in my career and in my life, but you know, my friend Leo is right. It's a shooting star, man. My 8 month old, he's 12 years old now. You know, I'll never get those moments back. And so, you know, I really think that trying to put some context around what's important is something that we need to pay more attention to, because we only have one life to live. And when I go into a time machine and go talk to 24-year-old Darius, as 44-year-old Darius, oh my gosh, I would have been like, hey, dude, I know you want to start this company a year from now. Maybe you should do it. It's going to be awesome. But maybe you want to go travel around the world, because guess what? No one's going to care. You know, that business might even go under, which, by the way, it did. Go travel around the world. Go have experiences. Go live it up. I know you're hungry to make money, but go live it up. You will never be in your 20s again. And then, you know, it goes to that saying, like, youth is wasted on the young. And if I had a time machine, I probably wouldn't have started that first company at 25 years old. I probably would have went and screwed around and had fun and had adventures, because eventually you have a family and settle down. Not everyone does this, but I did. And I wasn't able to have those adventures the way I at least now I can have those adventures as a 44-year-old, but they're different. I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to go live in a hostel and go travel around the world and go do crazy stuff. I should have spent every penny of my existence at 24 doing that, even just for a year, and then come and grind. But I was grinding at 20. I was grinding at 21. I was so motivated. You know, I love that motivation, but it took away, it had a cost, and the cost was doing adventures and experiences. So, you know, for me, my ask of you as a listener is, get into that time machine, go to see Doc, you know, Christopher Lloyd, get into that DeLorean, grab 54-year-old you, 34-year-old you, whatever 10 years from now you there is, and sit down with yourself and have a conversation. What advice would you give yourself 10 years, that if you were 10 years older, to yourself today? And I think, write it down, and you'll be surprised what you say. And when you write those things down, the next thing I'm going to ask you to do is go and start into your calendar and start setting goals around making more of that stuff happen. And if we want to have a life of intent, we have to be intentional. And you know, when I do a lot of these shows, I'm just preaching to myself, because I want to live a more intentional life. I want to live a life where my heart and my mind is attached to exactly why I'm here. But it comes with doing the right things and not just living in the second, being reactive to the moment. It's around thinking long term, because we only have one life to live and we got to make the most of it. And I really do believe that that is one of the tenets of greatness, is doing what's right for right now, and not just thinking, being reactive to the right now, but thinking about how that's going to affect us and what will we care that we did 10 years from now by doing it today. So with that said, this is my little episode of today's solo. I wanted to fly solo, give you guys some of my thoughts. I thought that was a cool exercise that I got to do. And I wanted to share that with y'all because I think that we all need to live our life of greatness, and it comes with living a life of intent, like I said. So if you like this episode, share it with some friends, share it with some colleagues, give us a review, give us some thumbs up if you like it. We appreciate all the support. Our goal here is to make this one of the top podcasts in the world. And the only way we do that is by having y'all share it. So with that said, have a great one. Peace out. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
Hey there, what's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their field. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.